You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. August started out with the Saginaw Bay Waterfowl Festival in Bay City. World-class duck callers competed to see who's the best at sounding like a duck. The winner goes to the World's Contest in November. I'm in the studio right now with IPR's Morgan Springer. She went to the festival, and she's got a little test for me. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, David. Okay, so I'm going to play you two mallard duck calls. One is made by an actual mallard, and the other one is made by a person who's pretending to be a mallard. So I want you to guess which is which.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here's the first one. Do you have a guess?
I'd say that sounds pretty real. I'd say that's a real duck.
Okay, great. Let's play the next one.
I'm gonna say that this one sounds more real. I mean, just from the beginning, it sounds like more like what I imagine a real duck sounds like.
Okay, you would be right. The second one is a real duck. The first one was a person pretending to be a duck.
So I win.
You do. You win. They're pretty good, right, though?
Oh, no. Very close to what an actual duck sounds like, for sure.
Yeah. And so that's the goal for duck hunters. It's to sound like a duck. Like Jan Ehlert says,
ducks always like to be with other ducks.
So if a hunter makes good duck calls, ducks flying overhead will hear them and think, hey, okay, there are some ducks over there. Then they'll see the decoys, which are usually groups of plastic ducks floating on the water. And if all goes well, the real ducks will head over to join the fake ducks right in front of the hunter. Do you think you sound like a duck?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I think I sound like several ducks.
Jan says calling is not a necessity for hunting, but it can help attract more birds.
But it just makes it more fun, you know, if
right.
You think you can get out there and fool some birds. I mean, and that's why we use a call. It's fun saying, hey, we fooled Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Jan's leading a duck calling clinic at Saginaw Bay Waterfowl Festival.
I guess we can get started. My name is Jan Ehlert, and I've probably been doing...
There are a number of beginners in the class, all men. First, they learn how to breathe properly.
If you notice with this gentleman here, he puts some voice into it. So his sound is, which is the proper way to do it. But some guys go.
And then they practice pursing their lips, just so.
Maybe like you take a drink from a Coke bottle or something, which you have to kind of this position. No, that's fine.
And finally, they learn the cadence of a duck.
Like three blind mice.
Jan's using a device to make his duck call. It's a small barrel with a mouthpiece and reed that fits nicely in the hand. Most hunters use it. Hunters read the ducks. They watch the direction the ducks are flying and the distance they're coming from. These things determine what call the hunters will use. Jan takes me on an imaginary hunt. He spots imaginary ducks at 100 yards away. He calls them once. They ignore him. So he calls them again.
Now we'll imagine that the birds have now, we've gotten their interest and they're coming towards us. And so from there, I might just go, and then just watch us see how they respond.
Jan got hooked on calling when he was out hunting once.
It just amazed me that these two gentlemen that were probably 200 yards from me were able to call these ducks in, and I was in the same field with them, and I couldn't get anything. And it was a great sound. I didn't think, I didn't think it was possible to duplicate the natural sounds of a wild animal.
Jan took his duck calling from the field to calling competitions. One year he took third place at the World Duck Calling Contest. He's competing in the state competition this year to try to make it to the Worlds again.
In world competition calling, or even here in the state contest, you're not really calling like you would to ducks. Judges are looking for any little bit of mistake that you make, where hunting situation, I mean, the ducks are going to care if you make a mistake all the whole day. But if you miss one note in the world or here in the Michigan State contest, you are going to be eliminated.
So that's funny. People are harsher critics than ducks.
Absolutely. They are. Judges are much harder to call than ducks are. Yes, them dirty birds.
And the judges took Jan down in this year's state competition after he missed a note. Here's the missed note. Did you hear that squeak? Here it is again. Jan says that squeak immediately eliminated him. So he won't go to Arkansas this year, but he will be out in the field hunting ducks come fall. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.